The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 537.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a HR consultant, an author, an executive coach, and also a speaker, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Sunny Giles. Sunny, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, so I am an HR consultant, and I'm also the author of the new book, The New Science of Radical Innovation. And everything I do in terms of training, you know, speaking, coaching, and that I do with organizations and executive clients, it's all geared towards developing competencies for innovation.
Thanks for sharing that. And Sunny, what's your cultural background?
I was born and raised in Korea.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I want to say it's, with God, nothing is impossible. And I guess my journey of self-confidence, you know, discovering my self-confidence had a lot to do with my journey to discover God. And they just came together for me.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It is seeing and believing in the unlimited potential that God gave you. And unleashing that in other people is what I do, actually.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I love how you mentioned, you know, unlimited potential, because, you know, sometimes we feel like we have so many limitations, not realizing that, you know, it's just something that we think is put on us, but really, you know, it is unlimited, right? We can do what we want as long as we believe in ourselves and put our mind to put focus on it. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, it's just that those are self-imposed limitations. And, you know, what a lot of those limitations, most of the limitations actually come from fear. Fear based on our past experiences. Our brain has programs, our brain develops subconscious programs that inhibit us from taking action in the moment because of, you know, some experience in the past where we felt like our safety was threatened. And because then our brain makes the program in the subconscious that overrides all the intervening steps so that if there's something similar happens, then it would automatically act from the place of fear. And to discover and actually improve your self-confidence, it's really, really important to understand and see what those self-imposed limitations are and working through them.
Thanks for sharing that. And Sunny, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I let other people tell me what I could be and who I am, who I was. It's like, you know, growing up in Korea where there were a lot of limitations on what girls could do. And I let that define who I was. But then when I realized that I could be who I want to be, and that I didn't have to let other people define who I was, that's when I realized I have no limit for what I could be in the future.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, was there a moment in your life when you realized, like, you can do and be more? What was, like, your aha moment?
So it's when I actually came to the States with just $70 in my pocket, because I wanted to study at a university in America, but my family wasn't well off enough to support me through that. So, you know, looking back on it, I didn't realize that was impossible. And I just, you know, I felt like that's what I had to do, what I wanted to do. And I came here and the first semester, with $70, I didn't know where my next month's rent was going to come from. And I, you know, even my next semester tuition. But I worked really hard and I got a full scholarship the next semester, and I got a job as a janitor cleaning toilets on campus, and that actually helped me make money enough to pay my, you know, rent and stuff the next month. That's how I put myself through school. And looking back on it, that experience taught me so much more than in just getting through school. It's just, you know, I know there is nothing I can't do when I put my mind to it. And that, because that was such a scary experience, that I didn't know I could do that. And when I realized if I could do that, I could do anything, that was the aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's, you know, it's a great story that you mentioned, especially, you know, we never realize our potential until we just go out there and do it. You know, we just take action. You know, sometimes we don't even think about it. It's like we figure things out along the way. And, you know, because of that, you're able to, you know, get a scholarship, you know, be able to live in America and finish school. And, you know, it's amazing. Like you mentioned, if you can do that, what else can you do? And it's like what you mentioned before, having that unlimited potential. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
So now I am living an American dream, you know. So being an author of a published book that is, you know, about radical innovation that business leaders read and they learn from my book. And I am highly sought after as a speaker, as a trainer, and as a coach for executives. And I am very, very grateful that I've been able to do that. And, you know, I give a TEDx talk on innovation. And also, I am also speaking, I've been invited to speak at a prestigious global Peter Drucker Forum in Vienna, Austria in November. So I'm going to be speaking there as well. So all these accomplishments, and I would not have been able to do that if I didn't push myself. And that wouldn't have come from that reason, that drive and resolve wouldn't have come if I didn't have self-confidence that I could do it.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say, don't let your past define what you can do in the future. And even when you don't feel like you can do it, just take the first step. And that first step, that one little step here and there, those things will add up as you do that. They will build momentum. And before you know it, it's going to be unstoppable. So it's really important to, even if when you're scared, just take the first step.
Thanks for sharing that. And I believe taking the first step is like the biggest, you know, step you could ever take, because so many people are so afraid to take that first step. And I like how you mentioned taking small steps, right? Because these small steps add up and yield big results that we get in our lives. So I really love that you mentioned that, because most people think like you have to take a huge leap or a big step to build that confidence. And when we don't do that, we get disappointed. So, you know, these little wins actually help us more. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your books, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. I'm a Forbes blogger as well. So I regularly contribute my articles to Forbes. And also you can connect me on my website, www.sunnygiles.com. It's SunnyGiles.com. And I'm also on Twitter. If you go to my website, you can take a complimentary assessment of your leadership skills. Then you'll be able to identify what skills you are excelling at or lacking in to become a leader that can catalyze innovation in your organization.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Sunny, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Sunny's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Sunny today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Sunny.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Gina.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.